So I went over to the website and I played it out. So there was nobody listening to the stream, I don't think. But if you were listening to the stream, you heard the Big Fatty episode. And I can tell you that there were three fans for 2015, the number three, the number two, and the number one fan. And I'm not going to give away, I'm not going to spoil it or whatever, even though by the time, you're listening to this show, you probably already heard. I'm just saying the number two and the number one folks, you should really watch your back, because that number three guy is really kind of ambitious. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm just saying there may be some cut brake lines. There may be some accidental stair pushings, of elderly folks. I'm just saying, really, you should, when I heard that number three position, I was like, ooh, that's going to be, because you know how like people get really, really cultish, like, oh, he's my fate, like they like, and they start referring to people as gods and stuff. And they just have like this really intense kind of, I'm just saying,
Pride 48.
I'm very concerned about two members of the Big Fatty audience, the number one and the number two fans in that particular order. So okay, just watch your back, guys. You've been warned. Watch your back.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There was nobody listening to the stream, I don't think.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1915 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got a list, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy! Yes! Yes! Hello, tankers! Big Freddy! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going. Big Freddy, it doesn't feel like hump day. It doesn't. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You know, after a long weekend, and this happens to Big Freddy all the time, after a long weekend, Big Freddy... Y'all, I go back to the coal mine, and y'all, I'm just dragging. I mean, you'd think I was Donna Sugars. I drag so much. Be ready. But I was absolutely dragging on Tuesday in the coal mine, and I saw several folks were either running late to the coal mine or where this day never end. And, and so anyway, but y'all, it's a good day in the coal mine, nonetheless. Larry Klein and old Veda. Ooh, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, we all went to lunch together at a place called Artisanal Meat Sharing or something like that. And y'all, it's a little meat joint sort of thing, and y'all they got all these fancy things on the menu, and y'all, Larry Klein had been there several times, and he had recommended this poke sandwich, y'all, it was absolutely delicious, but y'all, it was so spicy. I mean, it's given a Big Fatty the gastrointestinal yes, Big Fatty, kind of like what oxygen does to you. It's true. But y'all, at the end of the man, y'all, they had weird kind of things on the menu. Y'all, they had barbecued baked peanuts. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Y'all, the way the guy described it, he says it's baked beans. Except instead of beans, we use peanuts. And y'all, it sounded good, and I almost got it. But I'm glad I didn't, because I could barely finish my sandwich. And y'all, this sandwich, I'm gonna tell you, it was so spicy. And I finally asked the guy at the end of the meal. I said, "What is it that's on this sandwich that makes it so?" And y'all, it was sloppy too. It was greasy, sloppy. It was delicious. Don't get me wrong, it was delicious. Y'all, I must have gone through 8 or 10 napkins. Yes, Big Fatty, you must remain sanitary. It's true. by asking, what is it that's so spicy on this sandwich? And he says, oh, well, that is the, now let's see, what did he say? It is the spreadable salami. Betty, that sounds like something you do with a gentleman caller, spreadable salami. Yes, it does kind of sound like something I do with a gentleman caller. But y'all, it's kind of like a paste. Brunswiger or pate or something like that. But y'all, it's made from salami, and they just kind of it just spreads. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. But that's what gave it the greasiness and the spiciness. But y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, they have a thing from 3 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. They call it the meat tray. And y'all, it's $30. And I said, well, tell me about this meat tray, because it's a meat tray. It's a selection of meats and then either wine or beer. And he says, well, we give you a bottle of wine or 4 glasses of beer. Ready? Y'all, I couldn't believe they give you a whole bottle of wine for $30, and then this whole big tray of these fresh deli meats and cheeses and little accoutrements and pickles and things like that. Y'all, it just sounds lovely. So y'all, we old Veda and Larry Klein and I, we've decided we may have to go back for the meat tray sometime. Yes, Big Fatty, each of you get one, each of you drink a bottle of wine, and then each of you go to the pokey. Okay, go to the pokey. Yes, Big Fatty, go to the pokey. It was a good day, y'all. I was not planning on doing that for my lunch today, but y'all, there was an accident on the big bridge here in Charleston, which I read in the newspaper that the big bridge is getting ready to celebrate its 10th anniversary. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. A car got wedged up under a gasoline tanker. Big Fatty, are you saying there was some gas discharge? Yes, but that was because of lunch, not because of this accident. Yes, Big Fatty. It closed the bridge in one direction, and then they decided they were going to have to empty the fuel out of the tanker, and so they closed the bridge the other direction. And y'all, it has made for the worst traffic in Charleston all afternoon. I mean, it's just been horrible, as that Toppy Smelly would say. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Toppy Smelly. I wish he'd call into the BFO. Well, he's very busy. It was just horrible. But anyway, y'all, it took Big Fatty about an hour to get home. Y'all, it was just horrible. Just horrible. That's about that. Y'all, are you watching? Are you watching the quiz program, the 500 questions? Yes, Big Fatty, we love the 500 questions. Y'all, I've gotten about 3 of them right. It's a pretty good little show. They have the annoying English host on there, and you know, he's like, you know, you get 3 questions wrong and you're gone, and you know, that's the tagline, and you know, yes. And y'all, tonight, Wednesday night, y'all, the satchel, I think it's called the satchel or the attaché case or something like that. Y'all, it is premiering. And y'all, from what I understand from seeing it on the TV machine, the previews, that there's $100,000 in this attaché case. Somebody walks up to you and gives it to you. And you can either keep it all for yourself, or you can give it to someone who is in great need, or a little bit of both. And y'all, it's kind of like the undercover boss but with a green factor on it. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely. So that's coming up too. But y'all, before we get into some of these voice letters, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 27th of May, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, you know him, well, Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, you know him from going to the colonnade over in the Atlanta during the grandma, it's true, y'all, he's called into the BFO before, y'all, he's sent the postcards, to the BFO, y'all, it is the one and only Apollonius, Peter, Potamus, Big Fatty, I thought there was only two, no, that's all the same person, oh, okay, and y'all, he's coming to the Pride 48, in Las Wages this year, so yes, Big Fatty, we're looking forward to seeing Peter Potamus at the Las Wages, and y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, believe it or not, y'all, we don't know where the hell he is at the moment, but his big old bottom is back in Cola, you know, that's where, if the state of South Carolina was receiving an enema, it would be inserted. Yes, Big Fatty, you've used that one before, but y'all, probably best known these days as the number one fan of the BFO for 2015. Yes, Big Fatty, we think it's lovely. And y'all, I think that Daniel Bebo might be right, because, you know, the number two fan, y'all, he's all but disappeared from the face of the earth. And he may have been knocked off by the number three fan. You just never know about these things. But y'all, to celebrating a celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, it's the number one fan of the BFO for 2015, y'all. It is that Trucker Alex. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Trucker Alex. Toot, toot. Okay, you're tooting on Trucker Alex. Yes, Big Fatty, we love to toot Trucker Alex. So, y'all, if you see Apollui or Peter Potamus or Apollonius and Trucker Alex on the Face Space or the Twitty or in one of the Americans Online chat rooms or maybe at a truck stop. Yes, Big Fatty, we love a truck stop. Well, I have no doubt you do, Poodle. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Trucker Alex gets a complimentary meal at the Flying J and they both have a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's that PRG calling. You know, from Watzel. And I have an Ask Big Fatty question. Play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Peter G, formerly of the Bay Area. So nice I named it twice. But y'all, he's now up there in the Washington State. What you got for us, Peter G?
So, Big Fatty, anyway, I had my first job interview for my possible new job in 15 years the other day. And now I'm going through the second process, and it's a 10-on-1 encounter. 10 people are going to interview me. It's like a fucking gangbang. So I wondered if you had any tips, either about interviews or gangbangs. That's my question. Thank you, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is that Peter G from the Life on the Shot list. And Peter G, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It truly has been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you, and this is an excellent question. And I think you've made the right correlation. Now, first of all, let me preface this by saying that come June the 1st, Big Fatty will have been working in the particular coal mine office I'm in for 26 years. So I haven't had a job interview in 26 years. Big Fatty, what the hell do you know about it then? Well, I know a lot about gangbangs, though. And Peter G., I know you're an expert on the gangbangs as well, and that's how you came up with this correlation. And as we all know, in a gangbang, you got to make sure that no one feels left out. There's nothing worse than anyone feeling left out, so you just make sure that they all get a little bit of pita, and Big Fatty, you have turned it into something vulgar. Vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. And the last thing I will say about that, Peter, is just be yourself. Just be yourself. You know what? If you try to be something that you're not, you're gonna fail. So anyway, and let us know how it goes or how it went. Or yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that the delay in answering his question has not helped him in the least.
Good morning, Big Fatty sir. How are you? Hope you're doing fantastically well. I am on my way to the dental engineer. Of course, I'm running late. That's nothing new. I called and I was like, hey, I'm running a little late. She goes, well, how late are you running? And you know, I wanted to be kind of a smart ass, but this is the person that's going to be like poking and prodding around in my mouth. Not in a good way. And not as big of utensils as I like. And I go about 10 or 15 minutes and she's like, oh, well, we may have to reschedule. Because if I do the whole thing, then I may just, like, rip your mouth apart. And I was like, okay, yeah. Rip me apart, lady. Okay. I don't know why that was so funny to me. But all right. Love you much. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I got to y'all. That, of course, is the gay country boy. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, but that's Wes. And Wes, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and I can't wait to see you over at the Harbor Hotel. You know, gay country Wes and Travis. Y'all, they have reserved their room at the Harbor Hotel for the big weenie weekend. Big Fatty, the big weenie weekend. It's true. And along with Gavin and Granny and Durwood and Big Dick. Big Dick. Yes, Big Dick's going to come there for the first time also. And Bill. y'all, there's just going to be a huge group there. And Wes is going to be there for his first time at the Harbor Hotel, and we're looking forward to seeing you. And Granny's looking forward to seeing you also. He's going to bring his floggers over there to give you that sensual massage that he does. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, Wes, the only thing I would suggest to you about when you're scheduling appointments for El Dentisto is make sure that Big Fatty always schedules or tries to schedule El Dentisto at the appropriate time, which is tooth hurty. Big Fatty, that's an old one, just like you. It's true. So think about tooth hurty. Big Fatty, y'all. I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I got big news about the Fat Villa housewarming. And so y'all be on the listen out for that. And if you're going to be in the Charleston area, I'm looking at you, Digger. Let me know. And y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard that Daniel Biba and Adam Burns. And Daniel, what'd you think of today's little show?
There was nobody listening to the stream.
Nobody will especially be listening to Big Fatty in June.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.